We have a former Eskimo and U of A Bear football member, Tom Richards, in studio. We're talking about the Bears alumni. If you want to get involved, you can call 492-2060. Regular season gets going this weekend. And, geez, not a schedule maker, not doing you many favors early on. Don't you have the Dinos and the Huskies the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, a little bit tough, but why not test yourself early, see what where you need to improve, and that's all right. You know, I'd rather play tough games than easy ones just because it's a great way to get better.
And I know it's been a few years since they won. The Edmonton Huskies went through the same issue, and then when they won, then they went to the playoffs last year. And now, once you win, it's such a relief. The albatross is gone, and I think, you know, it totally does change the attitude. Tom, being a former pro player, we always hear about winning is infectious. Well, so is losing. And I think eventually you can find ways to lose, even though you don't consciously do it.
As silly as it sounds, you have to learn how to win. And if you've always been losing, you kind of have that expectation, well, something will happen. You know, somebody's going to break down and it'll just, something will fall apart. You got to learn to win. You can do all the right things in practice, but that first win is really important. And then you kind of, you know what that tastes like. And then you want that again. And you're not afraid to work a little bit harder in practice to make sure that you win again. Success breeds success. And it is so true. Once you get that winning attitude, you always want to maintain it.
You had a very successful career. Unfortunately, stopped a little short due to injuries. Slot back receiver Dave Jamieson did want to point out how you were underrated return guy as well in your time. And, you know, looking at the Eskimos and, you know, receivers in general, Tom, and, you know, we see that when they get the ball, hey, you know what, look at the guy's got 8 catches, 100 yards, whatever it is, and he's had a good game. But the art of running a good route, who helped you learn to become a good route runner? And is that the number one most important thing to be a good receiver?
Well, if you don't get open, nobody's going to throw the ball. Full stop, right? If you're just out there to, you know, for lunch money, it's not going to work. I was blessed by playing in a period where we had a guy by the name of Brian Kelly, who I could give 3-4 yards in a 40 and blow by him. It didn't matter. Brian taught me early that he's in a race with the defensive back, but only Brian knows where the finish line is. And that's exactly how he would run a pattern. You had no idea where he was going, and all of a sudden, he's open.
Yeah.
Wide open. And he didn't run away from too many guys after he caught the ball, a fair share, because he was always able to get a step on somebody and have the other guy convinced he's going the other way. That gets him open. That gets him that separation. He had quick enough feet at the end of the route to have that little bit of separation and practice a lot with the quarterback. I would watch Brian Kelly and Matt Dunnigan just together, just throw passes and working on a very specific pattern at a certain point in time that they both knew that they could call on that play.
Yeah, almost every time.
And it would work. It would be there.
Yeah.
So, but Brian was great. Brian was very eager to share with you if you asked him. Marco Sinkar was probably my biggest mentor, as we played the same position. He was able to help me understand why we were doing what we were doing in every instance. So he helped me understand the game very well. And when I tried out, I was a running back in my university days. When I first tried out, there were 9 guys trying out for 3 spots, and 7 of them played in the CFL that year. So clearly I had some great competition that I was up against, but I used it as an opportunity. The other guy that got cut, by the way, was Tommy Scott. So, again, there was a great bunch of competition, a great
wow.
bunch of talent.
That was your rookie year.
That was the year I got cut. I got drafted in 85 and got cut. But I was just sponging as much as I could because I didn't know the position. Sponged off of everybody. And, you know, his out move, his in move, the way Marco blocked and his tenacity in getting after people. It was just Rick House, he was, former All-Canadian at that point, and he was teaching me. And these are guys that I'm trying to take their job, and they're sharing everything that they know. It was great. I mean, it was a true professional team, and it was great. The punt return thing, by the way, was just an accident. We were in Calgary, and all the guys that could return punts were injured. So the coach is looking down the bench, and he's looking at guys that are going up on the wall this year, Bill Stevenson, Hector Poche, and look beyond them. And there was a guy who was kind of a receiver guy. Well, just catch the ball. Fall down. We don't care. Just make sure you catch the ball. And I ran like a scared rabbit.
But it was also, I'm guessing, though, that's when your running back instincts took over, maybe.
Yeah, excuse me. And I played some rugby, so I was used to running with the ball after getting my hands on it. So it was, running like a scared rabbit. I always tease coach Jim, former Golden Bear coach Jim Donnelly, because apparently I wasn't good enough at the university level to return punts.
Oh, I'm sure you tell him that.
I never miss an opportunity to mention that. So once again, nah, told you I could do it. But yeah, it was it's a lot of fun, and I just never got tied up with a whole lot of moves. You make one move, get as many yards as you can. I don't have that second move in my repertoire of moves. It was just make that one move, get upfield, get as many yards as you can, and every now and then somebody breaks down and falls apart, and that's all you need is that one little breakdown, and get as many as you can.
Tom Richards joins us. You mentioned running like a scared rabbit, but to be a return guy, to me, I think takes a lot of courage, because you've got to see the hole, and the good ones say, you know what, I'm going for it. And a lot of times that hole collapses very fast by bigger guys coming down, and guys get lambasted because Giz was a freak at that size who was so strong. But most return guys just aren't that physically put together. They're quick and got great vision. To me, well, you might run like a scared rabbit. You got to have a rabbit with a big set of gonads on him, I would think, to be a kick returner in any pro league.
Fear doesn't, if it's coming in there, don't bother. You know, you're just going to catch it and look for some grass to crawl into. No, you kind of get a sense when the ball's in the air of, out of your peripheral vision, you try to see a seam. And what I used to do is try to catch it moving sideways a little bit so that they'd all start to shift. And then I'd just go like a scared rabbit toward that little crease that I saw on my periphery. So don't be afraid. Just get there as fast as you can and expect to take a hit.
Being a return guy, once you got back there and then started doing it more regularly, was there any crossover? Did it help you as a receiver, or are they so completely different that there wasn't one that benefited the other?
Completely different, yeah. No, first and foremost, the only similarity is catch the ball. You're not doing anything unless you catch the ball. So first and foremost, secure the football. And then because as a return man, you're usually still or pretty close to still when you catch the ball. Receiver, you're very, very rarely are you standing still or near still when you catch the ball. You're usually coming in across in a pattern. So it is a bit of a different animal.
Watching the CFL this year, I've seen more drop balls from receivers early on than I've seen in a long time. And now, you know, they'll say, oh, the guy's throwing it stronger, whatever. Is the art of catching right now, are we just in a downturn? Or the guys just have, you know, drop-itis? It seems that there's way more drop balls this year.
Sometimes you see guys work just fighting it a little bit because they want to catch it and do something with it. They're thinking too much beyond or after catching the ball. And that's, you know, you want to help your team out. You know, sometimes it's just in a desperate mode. You're doing too much. That's usually where the coach comes and says, just settle down. Catch the ball first, and we'll worry about what you get after later. Catch the ball. That's all you got to do. And it's just a matter of relaxing, getting yourself back into that proper frame of mind. Just catch the ball.
One last one for you. I was watching the Eskimos. I mean, watching the receivers. And at times, to me, you know, certain guys aren't getting the ball. And you talked about it earlier. Get open.
Yeah, if right? You're not open, nobody's going to throw you the ball.
Is it as simple as that some of these guys just need to bear down and work harder at getting open?
It's easy to say. I mean, we're sitting here without anybody coming down on us and hitting us about the head, right? But if you're not getting open, nobody's going to throw you the ball. And it's hard when we watch a game on television because you can't really see what's going on out there. And you can't see if it's the defenses are just doing a great job in disguising coverages. It's hard for me to see. When I go and watch a game at Commonwealth, when I still buy my tickets like everybody else, it's no special privilege or anything that we get. I'm happy to do so and support the team. Then you can just isolate on somebody and watch them. And I like watching isolating on the offensive line and watching what they do and just watching individual players and watching the moves that they're trying or not trying and wondering, you can't just do that. You know, if you want to run an out, you can't just go inside and then expect to get out because the guy's going to be sitting there waiting for you. And sometimes.
So what's the best way to run an out pattern?
Well, ideally you get a guy driving backwards and he turns and runs like you're running a deep pattern and then you just break it off. Now and this is just how it worked for me. Everybody has to find their own style. And I used to borrow a style from Brian Kelly or Marco or Rick House. I used to borrow it, but then I would make it my own. So I became kind of known on just among the team as a pretty good out pattern runner, because it would be 245 degree cuts.
Yeah.
And I could do it at full speed. Pretty hard if you're trying to cover me going backwards that you're going to keep up with me running full speed, hanging right. But I would make it into 245 degree cuts.